Sean Riley from Sweet His Friends. In the previous shiur, we presented a number of kashas on the sugya of Chalukas Hayomim, an Eved who's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Choirin. And now we're going to be mevayel this inyan based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Avraham Rabbi Abba Zitzau. We have a shaila later on in the sugya and daf mem beis omud beis. Gemara says, what's the din if an Eved was sold by his master Liknas? Machul or Eino Machul? Ibayu. If a slave was sold by his master only for the rights to the penalty payment in the event the slave is killed by an axe, is he sold for that purpose or is he not sold for that purpose? The master retained ownership of the slave for all purposes, except that he conveyed to the purchaser the penalty rights to the slave, the right to collect the penalty that comes if the slave is gored to death. Is the sale valid insofar as if an axe later kills the slave, the purchaser collects the penalty payment? Or do we say that the sale is not valid and the original owner collects that payment? That issue is the fact that at the time of the sale, the penalty payment has not yet come into being. The slave hasn't yet been gored, and it's questionable if you can convey ownership of something that doesn't yet exist to Dovah Sheino Baloilam. The Rashba, and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Dibur Maschal Alachacha Koyishor writes, Oid Kashili Dechol Shemochar Ha'Eved Leknosov Amaylo Yamrinan Deafilu LeRabona Kona V'Taimed Degufo Eved Mochar Loi LeKesheyin Gechenu Hashor V'Asoy Shutaf Imoy KeEved Sheyesh Loi Mamish Leknosov V'Leshar Dvaran Kolam Lachta Lam Adafan V'Yesh Ol Chaveiloi Datu Shutvin Shekano Eved V'Atnan Bein. The Rashba blives with its tzorich iyun. The Rashba says, I don't understand. If he sold the Eved for his knas, why don't we say that even according to the rabbis who hold ein other mak nedavish lo bala oilam, why don't we say it's a kinyan? And the reason is that the kufa Eved, he sold him that when the ox gores him, and he makes him a shutof. He makes this person a shutof in the Eved. That it's this person, it belongs, the Eved belongs to this person for the knas. And for other things, like lemelachtoi, it belongs to the first guy. It belongs to the second guy for knas, and to the first guy for Malacha. If Shutfin bought an Eved and they made a Tanai that one of them should get the Knas, doesn't it work that the guy gets the Knas, whoever's supposed to get the Knas? So why is this any different? So the Rashba doesn't understand. Even if it's Dovah Shaloh Bala Oilam, the Etzem Knas, but the Eved is a Dovah Shabala Oilam, so he's selling him the Eved for the Knas. So that's a Dovah Shabala Oilam, so what's the problem? However, the Rashba is difficult to understand. Because if it's not effective to sell an Eved for a Knas, because the Knas is Dovah Shaloh Bala Oilam, what does it help to sell the Gufa Eved Legabe Knas? We still have the Chisaron that the Knas is a Dovah Shaloh Bala Oilam. You're right, you're selling the Gufa Eved. What are you selling the Gufa Eved for? For the Knas. And the Knas is a Dovah Shaloh Bala Oilam. You still have a loy shaloi bala oilam problem. So to explain the Rashba, we have to bring a different Rashba. Daf lamed zayin omud beis divra maschil shaboi gufe. The Rashba writes, "Holamad dover doime liish shekona eved lemaisi yadov lizman v'chazal loykeach u'machal al maisi yadov toich zman lemi mishtabe loy l'rabbi rishon." So he says, "What's this similar to?" A man who bought an Eved for his Maisi Yadayim, for a certain period of time. And then he's moichel on the Mais Yadayim during that period of time. Who does the Eved go back and serve? The first master. So if Reuven sells to Shimon the Mais Yadayim of his Eved, and then Shimon is moichel on the Mais Yadayim during this period of time that he bought his Mais Yadayim, he's moichel, so it goes back to the first master. That's what the Rashba says. But we have to understand this Rashba, because Mocho lo ha-maisi yodayim lezman, he sold him his maisi yodayim for a period of time. And if the loikech is moichel on the maisi yodayim, then the maisi yodayim will be hefker. So why do the maisi yodayim go back to the moichel? No, it should be hefker. He sold it to him for a certain period of time. He was moichel during that period of time and the maisi yodayim. So who should get the Mais Yadayim? It's Hefker. Reuven sold it to Shimon for a week. During that week, Shimon is Meichel. So it should be Hefker now. Why do the Mais Yadayim go back to Reuven? So it would appear from this that in Kinyanim there are two Inyanim. Number one, the Kinyan Shelo B'Gufa Chefetz. And number two, this Schuyos Mamon that there is in the Chefetz that come as a result of his Kinyan. Again, there's the Kenyan Begufa Chayfetz, and then there are the monetary rights that the person has as a result of the Kenyan. And if he sold the Mais Yadayim to someone else, in other words, he sold to someone else the Schuyas Mamon in the Chayfetz, then it should be that Mitzad his Kenyan, Shaloi, Shadayin Nish'ar Bidei HaMoicher, Ya HaMoicher Mimela, LaMoicher Mimela Gamitz HaSchuyas Mamon, Shall Mais Yadayim Sheyotze Me'akinyan Sheloi? Uma Sheh Mais Yadayim Be'emes Einam LaMoichel Rak Mishum Iku Shel Kinyanu Shel Aloikeach Shemocho Lo Yeschuyas Mamon Shel Mais Yadayim. So it's gewaldic. So if he sold the Mais Yadayim, Reuven sells the Mais Yadayim to Shimon, meaning he sells him the monetary rights, the Schuyas Mamon in the Tzchefetz. So then it should be that Mitzad his Kinyan Shadayim Nish'ar Bidei HaMoicher, Mitzad the Kenyan that's still in the hands of the seller will still have the Schuyas Mamon of the Mais Yadayim because he has a Kenyan in the Chayfetz. So why Taka doesn't Reuven still get the Schuyas Mamon? Because there's an Ikuv. The Ikuv, what's holding him back, is that he sold the Mais Yadayim to Shimon. So it's Shimon having the Mais Yadayim, that's Me'akev on the Kenyan of Reuven. And because of this, since he was mafkir, the Maisa Yadayim, so what happens automatically? The Ikuv is removed, and then the first person, Reuven, gets the Maisa Yadayim, Mitzad, the Etzem Kenyan that he has. He has the Kenyan. In the meantime, he didn't have the Maisa Yadayim. There was an equal of the Maisa Yadayim. He should have gotten the Maisa Yadayim. It was an equal because Shimon had the Maisa Yadayim. Now Shimon does the Maisa Yadayim. The Maisa Yadayim goes back to Reuven. Ve'al pizeh mizborim divrei harashbo. Ve'al pizeh mizborim divrei harashbo. And according to this, we can explain the Rashbo, who asks, that he should sell him the goof of the Eved for when the ox gores him. In other words, he's selling him the Eved that will be a shutuf be'etzem akinyan shaloi shel ha'eved. But he makes a chaluk on the schus mamon, that if schus mamon shel knas yel alokeach, v'shar schuyos mamon yel amoicher. And therefore there's no chisorin of dabar shaloi bala oilam. Because the kinyan is chal beguf ha'eved, the etzem ha'kinyan shelo shel ha'eved. The distinction is made in the schuyas mamon. But the etzem ha'eved is being sold to him. The There's no chisor and abdor v'shaloi ba'la oilam, because the kinyan is chal and the guf eved, he's a shutuf in the etzim ha'eved, in the etzim ha'kinyan shalo shal ha'eved. The chaluka is only the gabit zchuyas mamon. The zchuyas mamon of the knas are going to be to the leikeach, and the other zchuyas mamon are going to be to the moicher. There's no chisaron of davar shelo b'olam. Right, the knas is not b'olam, but the eved is, and he's not just getting. He's not just getting the zchuyas mamon. He's not just getting the knas, the zchuyas mamon, because the zchuyas mamon attack are not b'olam. But he's getting the guf ha'eved, and now he owns the eved. It doesn't matter whether the knas is b'olam or not. He owns the eved, and whatever comes out of that comes out of that. So the chaluka, the distinction, is between the moicher gets all the other zchuyas mamon, and the koine, the loikeach, gets the zchuyas mamon of the knas. But the etzim ha'eved, he's a shutef in the etzim ha'eved. The etzim ha'eved belongs to the loikeach, just like it belongs to the moicher. So since they're shutefim in the etzim ha'eved, so there's no chisaron of the knas being a davar shelo b'ala olam. Because he owns the guf ha'eved. And when you own the guf ha'eved, you're b'seder gomor. So that's what the Rashba means. When the Rashba says that he's going to sell him guf ha'eved mocha lo shikishin yechenu ha'shur v'asoy shutof imoy the eved sheyesh shaloi mamish l'knosef. So he gives him the etzem ha'eved, and then there's a hitchalkut between the zchuyas mamon of the eved, between the moicher and the loikeach. And there's no chisaron of davar shelo b'olam, ki himam she'owns the guf ha'eved. Ve'al pi zeh anachnu mevinim et inyan chalukat hayamim. Chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrim lefi shitas ha'bavli. Anachnu mevinim, we can understand the inyan of the splitting up of the days, chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrim, according to the Bavli that we saw in the previous year. That we said that the chalukas yamim doesn't work for isura, and the havamina we thought it works even for iser, and then we said no, it only works shor shel yom, yom shel raboy l'raboy, yom shel atzmoy l'atzmoy. That's for mamonis, if the or acts gores, but if it's yom shel raboy, when it comes to getting married, he can't get married because isura lo kamrina. So, really, it's a chalukah nechefetz. It's a, they're splitting up the object itself, but the chaluka is not on the etzem akinyan shaloi shal achefetz, ela b'schuyos momen shal achefetz ba'ofen shal yomim. Shebiyoyim shal ho'eved, yesh lo le'eved kol ha'schuyos momen shal achefetz shal oiso yoyim. V'yom shal rabo, yesh lo rabo kol ha'schuyos momen shal oiso yoyim. So it's in the chaluka is not on the etzem akinyan of the chefetz, but in the zchuyas mamon of the chefetz of that day, on the master's day, it's the master's and all the zchuyas mamon, and on the eved's day, it's the eved's for all the zchuyas mamon. And according to this, we understand everything. Because of this, we say that l'inyan isura, it doesn't work, because the isur is totally in the etzem akinyan. The etzem akinyan is always a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyrin, and therefore la'oilam asur b'shivcha u'bebat chorin. And therefore, he's always forbidden in a shifcha and a bas choyrin, because he's always be'etzim ba'atzmuso, he's a chatzi eved chatzi ben choyrin. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, when it comes to shor being noigeach, so there, that's talking about the zchuyas mamon, that you can split up day by day. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, from Michal Yakarna, shebiyoyim sheloi, שביום של רבוי יהיה לרבוי, וביום של עצמוי יהיה של עצמוי. That on the day of his master, it's his master's. On the day of himself, it's himself. Because the Gemara and the Havamina thought that the Tashlumen are to someone who has Zchuyas Mamon in the Chayfetz. And since biyoim shel atzmo, he has all the Zchuyas Mamon, all the Tashlumen should be for himself. So we said, even though it's Mechalia Karna, still, that's your day. So in your day, you get all the Sechuyas Mamon. On your day, you get all the Sechuyas Mamon, even though it's Mechalia Karna. Even though it's complete. The Keren, the principle, is being consumed. Despite that, we should still say that on your day, on the Eved's day, it's completely the Eved's, and on the Master's day, it's completely the Master's. That was what the Gemara's Kasha was. Even if the principal value is depleted, but that's his day, so he gets all the payment. And on that, the Gemara answers, no, Mechalia Karna Shaini. But Mechalia Karna is different. Why? Because the Tashlumen are for the goof of the Eveds. When we're talking about Mechalia Karna, the Tashlumen are ba'ad gufa eved, and therefore it's telling the etzem akinyan. And since as far as the etzem akinyan goes, he's always a chatzi eved and chatzi ben choyrin, therefore, chatzi knas l'raboy, v'chatzi koyfer l'yorshov. So the Gemara is having me now, whoever's day it is, he should get the whole thing. And then we say, no, we go chetzi chetzi. Why do we go chetzi chetzi? Because we're dealing with Mechal Yakarna, where the payment is for the Gufa Eved, and the Gufa Eved is Mamish Chetzi Chetzi, no matter what day it is. So Chatzi Knas L'Vaboy, V'Chatzi Koyfer L'Yorshov, that's if Mechal Yakarna, that's where he's killed. Mashenken below Mechal Yakarna, where the principle is not depleted, where it's going to come back, where the hand is dried up, and then it's going to come back, since the Tashlumen are not for the Etzem HaGuf, but rather for the Hefzed Yimei HaMelacha, therefore, it's Tali in Zchuyas Mamon, and B'yom Shel Atzmoy La'atzmoy, U'B'yom Shel Raboy L'Raboy. On his day, it's for him, and on his master's day, it's for his master. So that's in Mechal Yakarna, not Mechal Yakarna. Mechal Yakarna, the Tashlumen Arba'at Guf Eved, and that's really 50-50. So it's Chatzi Knas L'Raboy, Chatzi Kofi L'Yoshev, as the Gemara says. And if it's Loi Mechal Yakarna, the Tashlumen are for the Hefseid of Yimei HaMelacha, and therefore it's Talin Zchuyas Mamon, and B'yom Shel Atzmoy L'Atzmoy, U'B'yom Shel Raboy L'Raboy. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Yud Gimel, it says there that B'chor U'Poshet She'Heniach Lohen Aviyam Eved U'Behemet Tumeya Ketzad Oysam Amalei Shani Oymer Oyved L'Ze Yoyim Echod V'Leze Shnei Yomim. So if you have a B'chor and a regular son, and the father left them, an Eved, and a behemoth tumeya, what should they do? So the answer is that 2 days for the bechor, and 1 day the work goes to the pashut. Tosis explains v'tema, the may nakat bechor pashut, la nakat pashtu pashut. The Rabbeinu Tam, the pashtu pashut nichale sheyavad l'zei yoyim echod, v'lezei yoyim echod, ava bechor pashut kashile. Im Yavid Labuchol Bez Yamare not Labuchol Yesam Pishnaim, Shimesh Irechoika Malach Yem Echot Shimistakum Baharbe, Shisham Sfera Bezor Pashut, Shainlo Shuhusel Yem Echot Yuchal Lelech Sham, Roshal Bez Yem Yuchal Lelech Sham, Mistaka Yeser Harbe Mi Pashut, Mishan Bekom Kom Kach Holkin. So, Taisa says, I don't understand, why does the Gemara bring a case of a Bechor and a Pashut? What about a Pashut and a Pashut? Bechor and a Pashut, it says 2 days for the Bechor, 1 day for the Pashut. But a Pashut, you have two brothers. What do you do if it's if their father left them a slave and a behemoth tumeya? So say, 1 day works for this guy, 1 day works for the other, 1 brother, 1 day works for the second brother. Why does the Gemara ask about that? So Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Pashut and Pashut, Nichalei Sheyavod L'Zeyo Yimechot L'Zeyo Mechot, Pashut and Pashut, it's very good. Each guy gets a day. But Bechor and Pashut, the Gemara was bothered, because if he works for the Bechor 2 days, he's getting more than double. Why? Because maybe there's a faraway city, and you can get it's more than a day away, and you can get a lot of schayer bezol, and therefore you're going to end up making a lot more money, because you can use your eved or your behemoth tumeah to make a lot more money, because it's a 1.5 day journey. And only the Bechor can make it, not the Pashut. So he's ended up going to make it more than double than the Pashut, because the Pashut can't make it to the Seirah Chok, and he can. So Kamash Malan, that's the way you split it up anyway. It doesn't matter that you might make more than double the Pashut. The Bechor made more Migdol Pashut. Still, that's the way you split it up. 2 days for this guy, one day for this guy. But 1-1 is Pashut. 1 day, 1-1, when you have two Pashuts, that wasn't a Shailah. So based on what we explained, we understand very well the Havamin in the Maskan of the Gemara, the Das Rabbeinu Tam, this is Rabbeinu Tam speaking, that the Makshin held that the Chaluk of Beis Yamim Lebuchor V'yomechad Lepashut is a Chaluk on Tashmishim B'Foyal, like we saw the Ketzavis in the previous year, and therefore he was bothered that the Bechor is getting a lot more than Pishnayim in the Tashmishim, because he's earning more. And then that the Gemara answers, nevertheless, Chokim Liyamim, since the Chaluk is not Pishtam Shispoal, El B'Shuyas Momen Shel Achevtza. It's in the Shuyas Momen of this object, and therefore we don't care that the Bechor is Mistaka Yesim Pishnayim, because the Chaluk is not Pishtam Shispoal, El B'Shuyas Momen Shel Achevtza. So here's Shuyas Momen of 2 days, and here's Shuyas Momen of 1 day. So the Chalukah is that the Bechor has 2 days of Shuyas Momen, and the Pashut has 1 day of Shuyas Momen. It doesn't depend on how much you're going to gain from this animal, from this person, or this behemoth tumea. It's not the chaluk of tashmishin befoyal, because therefore you say no tashmishin befoyal. Befoyal, one guy's going to make more than the bechor is going to make more than double. And the answer is that it's totally bishtamshus b'shuyas mamon shel achetz. He has 2 days of shuyas mamon. He's 1 day of shuyas mamon. So that's that would explain the Bavli, his pshat in the Gemara over here, that why you're going, when it comes to mumminess, 1 day for this, 1 day for that, when it comes to marriage, not, because be'etzem it's chatzi v'chatzi ben chorin, but still, when it comes to mummin, you're going to do 1 day for this, 1 day for that, because the chalukah is not on the etzem akinyan and the shuyas mamon, and therefore, on his day, he has shuyas mamon, and on the master's day, the master has shuyas, the odin's day, the rab's day, that he has shuyas mamon, and therefore, we don't say this by yisr, that it's by yisr you can't get married. When it comes to mamonis, so when it's mechal yakana. In the Havamina, we thought that it goes to the person who has Shuyas Mamon of the Chepetz on that day. Yem Shel Atzmo, he has Shuyas Mamon. He should get it all. My answer, no, Mechal Yekarna is different because the Tashlimina for the Gufa Eved, and that's 50-50. When it comes to Loi Mechal Yekarna, when the principle is not depleted, the Tashlimina of the Atzmo of the Guf, rather, should have said Yemim Melacha, and for that, they go 50-50. But we still have to explain the Yerushalmi, and the Mitzvah Shem, we'd like to do that in the next year. And we have more exciting material to cover. It's really awesome. Thank you so much for listening. And we should be zeichet to see continuing the flows, gedolos, mitolas, Hashem, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.